Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Jesus is risen. Just going to keep you on your toes. You better be ready for it. Here we come. At the death of Jesus, which we celebrated and commemorated on Friday, Matthew in his gospel tells us that at that moment of his death, the curtain in the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. That is the curtain between the holy place and the holy of holies. Also, the ground shook, tombs opened, some of the departed walked around. And then after Jesus' burial, the temple leaders got permission, they got permission from Pilate to seal Jesus' tomb so that no one could sneak back, steal the body, and say, oh, he is risen, there we are. The story we just heard in the gospel tells us that there was another earthquake. Jesus' tomb opened. The guards passed out, and an angel stood there with a message. And the message was, do not be afraid. I know that you are looking for Jesus who is crucified. He is not here, for he has been raised. And that message sang in the ears of Mary Magdalene and that other Mary as they began to realize that Jesus is risen. The angel then invites those ladies to come in and see for themselves, and then he tells the women to go and to tell the disciples. To tell the disciples that Jesus is going ahead of them to Galilee. And as they turn and they go, those ladies meet Jesus as they're running back with all of that good news. There was laughter, there was greeting, there were tears, there were joy. No matter the earthquakes or any of the amazing things that was happening, those ladies got to meet their risen Lord, and now their lives are changed. This morning, the angels told them and us that Jesus goes ahead of us. For the disciples, that means Jesus is going on ahead to Galilee. And for us, it is that Jesus goes ahead of us into the world. But the real truth is, Jesus has always been kind of ahead of us, but now he goes into the world ahead of us, behind us, and then right beside us. From the beginning of his ministry, Jesus has always been ahead of us and ahead of our understanding. Peter and Andrew, James and John, they follow when Jesus called them to be disciples. They knew that something wonderful was going on, but they didn't really understand what Jesus was up to. They knew that he was a teacher. They watched as Jesus lived a life of love and care. Healing and feeding, teaching and listening to all, to men, women, children, everyone. They thought that they knew what was happening, but Jesus was always ahead of them. As they approached Jerusalem, Jesus then spoke about betrayal and suffering and death and rising, and they just didn't get it. Jesus was always ahead of them. During Holy Week, Jesus' final week with his disciples in Jerusalem, Jesus was also ahead of their and our need for forgiveness. Jesus knew that there would be betrayal, abandonment, denial. And so Jesus spent time with his disciples teaching them and, more importantly, showing them that they are loved. They are forgiven. Jesus washed their feet, showing them the kind of love that they are called to, even love to those who hurt you. At the table, he took bread and wine and showed them the depth of his love and the power of his forgiveness in his willingness to give up his life, his very body and blood for the sake of us. Jesus was way ahead of us, knowing our need for forgiveness. And he gives us that forgiveness to this day. You see, if we listen to the angel today, We understand that Jesus now goes ahead of us into the world to show us the neighbors that we are called to love. Jesus goes ahead of us to show us the least of these, our brothers and sisters, to show us the hungry, the naked, the lame, the ill, and then show us how we might love them, help them, how we might care for them. Jesus goes ahead of us to inspire us to lives of love because we know that God loves us, to inspire us to forgive others, for we know that we have been forgiven. Jesus goes ahead to inspire us to proclaim the great good news that Jesus is risen. Jesus goes ahead of us to help us to love God and to love one another, which has been God's dream from the very beginning. It has been God's vision for us always. Jesus goes ahead of us so that, like the women we met this morning, we can greet Jesus with laughter and with tears, in worship and in praise, in hope and peace, in joy and in love. In the midst of all of the incredible happenings around Jesus' death and now his resurrection, we have a word of comfort for our ordinary lives. Yes, we get to celebrate the resurrection. We can shout for joy that Jesus is risen. This word of comfort, though, this word of comfort comes to our everyday, ordinary existence. The workaday world where all the days end in Y. This word of comfort is that Jesus goes ahead of us. Jesus is out there in the least, in the people that we meet when we're walking down the street. Jesus is ahead of us, beckoning us to come and to find him, to meet him, and then to love him in these neighbors, in these strangers, in our family and friends, and even in our enemies. Jesus is behind us when we fall. Jesus is beside us when we need inspiration and direction. The love of our risen Savior fills us with strength and with hope, with patience and with peace, so that we can tell the world of the love of God in Jesus our Lord, using words if we have to. And so may the presence of our risen Savior fill you, inspire you, strengthen your lives of service as we celebrate the fact that Jesus goes ahead of us and the amazing truth that Jesus is risen. Amen.